down the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Laurie and Paul, and Tuttle and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line. Oh, come listen in on the party line.
Noel, 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 da-dee-dee. Hello?
Well, hello, Mrs. Peters.
Well, there you are, Laurie. Uh-huh. I was wondering if you was the switchboard or what.
I've been listening on the line all the time, hearing you sing.
Oh, forevermore, Laurie. If I'd known that, I sure would have stopped.
I know it, and that's just why I kept still. Oh, I love Christmas carols, and I love the way you sing them, too.
Oh, my land, Laurie, such compliments. You remind me of Curly. Oh. He just can't be nice enough these days.
Oh, as if he isn't always.
Well, that's true, too. Oh, goodness, I almost forgot. Would you call Miss Tuttle for me, please, Laurie?
Why, I certainly will. Just a moment, please, Mrs. Peters.
All right.
There you are, Mrs. Peters.
Thank you, Laurie.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Aggie, it's just me.
Why, Sarah, how nice.
I hope I didn't get you away from anything important.
Oh, my, no. I was just fixing to go up in the attic for the Christmas tree ornaments.
Are you that far, Aggie? Clear up to the Christmas tree ornaments a whole week in advance?
Well, no, I'm not, to tell you the actual truth. There's all kinds of things I should do first, like give the front room a good going over, but all of a sudden, it came over me. I just couldn't wait any longer to have a look at the ornaments.
I know just how you feel.
And then I don't see why we shouldn't bring them out early and have them around to look at beforehand. It kind of puts you in the Christmas spirit.
It sure does. Not that I need anything except Curly to put me in the Christmas spirit. The way he goes around hinting about what presents he'd like and what would I like.
Sarah, that reminds me.
What'd you say, Aggie?
I say that reminds me of something I've been meaning to talk over with you. Concerning Clem's Christmas present.
What does he want? A cowboy outfit or electric train?
Well, that's not so far off, Sarah. He's been hinting up and down about one of them, ham things, you know.
Ham things, did you say?
Yes, you know, those home talent radio sets.
Oh, yes, of course. Is that what they are, home talent radio sets?
Well, something like that. Amateur sets. That's it, amateur sets.
Oh, that's right, amateur sets. And, Aggie, that's just what Curly has in his bonnet, too.
Sarah, could you come over here this afternoon?
Could I come over?
Yes. I got an idea I'd like to talk over with you, Sarah.
Well, seeing my wash is pretty well dry already, I guess I could. I'd just love to, Aggie.
Fine, then. I'm baking bread, and I'll make us a little nice coffee cake, too.
My, that sounds good. But now don't you bother, Aggie.
Oh, if it was any bother. I'll expect you real early this afternoon now, Sarah.
Curly can drive me by on his way back to the shop after lunch. So long, then, Aggie.
Fine. Goodbye, Sarah.
I think we ought to join Sarah and Aggie over their cheerful coffee cups, but we have two other things to do. First, one, a brief discussion important to your welfare, and two, a visit to Alaska, where on Friday we heard Jack Owens receive the shocking news about his wife, Marilyn. Partyliners, don't you have days when you feel dull and depressed, kind of low and logy, and you really don't know why? Well, you're not unusual when you feel that way, because many people do. It must be the strain of modern living. Less exercise, more mental and less physical activity that makes us feel out of kilter, as we say. Now, when you feel that way, don't neglect it. Give nature a little mild and gentle help. That's what she needs. That's why you feel dull and depressed. That's why your eyes may be sallow, your skin bad. The help you ought to take is Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Here is real, quick, effective relief for that sluggish feeling. But it's also mild and gentle help. Help that encourages nature herself to get back to work. That's why we say syrup pepsin helps you build the habit of regularity. Regularity. That's what you want, isn't it? Well, Syrup Pepsin can help you. Try it. See if it isn't a sensible help for you. Remember, too, that if you hurry, your Syrup Pepsin carton tops are still good for the Sarah and Aggie Christmas aprons. All you do to get your finest per kale apron is to send a Syrup Pepsin carton top with your name and address and 10 cents to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. You remember that on Friday, Jack opened the letter which Rocky had been keeping for him for several days. A moment before he opened the letter, Jack had been happily planning the Christmas gifts that he would send to his wife and little daughter. Then the letter shattered all Jack's plans and his hope for a reunion with his wife. It reported that Marilyn was getting a divorce and that she was interested in a handsome young man in Monticello. For several days now, Jack has refused to talk to anyone, even to Rocky. But today, his first day out of bed since his accident, he's in a better humor. Rocky is saying,
"Well, kid, it's great to see you sitting up in a chair looking like yourself again."
"Yeah. Feels all right, too, for a change."
"Yeah, I was just down to the post office."
"That so?"
"Mm-hmm.
Busy place these days, I suppose."
"Yep, busiest place in town. You'd think they was raffling off ducks for a penny a chance the way the place is jammed."
"Mm-hmm.
Well, they tell me it's a good idea to get your last-minute Christmas packages ready now for Wednesday's plane."
"Yes, no doubt."
"So I was thinking we'd better kind of round up the things you're going to send."
"Hmm. You forget I'm not sending any."
"Not even to that little old lady that was so nice to you? What do you call her? Aunt William?"
"No, Aunt Willie."
"Oh.
I don't know, Rocky. I would like to send Aunt Willie something, but I don't feel much like thinking about Christmas or Christmas presents or anything in that line."
"I know, I know. Now, you just leave that to me. So long as you just give me a kind of an idea what she'd like now. And then there's your little girl."
"Again, you forget, Rocky. I haven't any little girl anymore."
"Oh, come on now, son. You know better. Nothing in the world could change that. Not if the Yukon was to start flowing backwards and the sea to go fresh on us and the mountains fold up and disappear. Nothing can ever change the fact that somewhere you got a little girl. She's got the right to know that somewhere in the world she's got a dad who's thinking of her at Christmas time."
That's a nice idea, Rocky. That was the way I felt till I got that letter the other day."
"Even that letter don't change the fact that she's your little girl."
"Apparently it does. You heard that my wife is interested in some fellow she'll more than likely marry now she's rid of me. And he'll be a better father to Kitty than I ever was. Almost anybody would be."
"Oh, I wish to gosh you'd rear up on your hind legs and fight this here divorce."
"Fight it? No, no, Rocky. I couldn't do that. Marilyn should have divorced me years ago. I never gave her any reason why she should have wanted to stay married to me."
"I know, kid, I know. But now when everything's different, when you've changed, when you're on your way to amounting to something and deserving your wife and your little girl and a home of your own, now she shouldn't be divorcing you."
"Marilyn doesn't know that I've changed as you say I have. And who does know? Maybe I haven't. Maybe the great reform wouldn't have lasted. Maybe she's right. Maybe I never was meant to be any different than I was before."
"Son, I hate to hear you talk like that."
"Yeah. Yeah, I hate it myself. I hate pretty near anything and everything these days, Rocky. Nice feeling to have just before Christmas, isn't it?"
Speaking of Christmas, I better not forget to give you a message I got for you from the big boss today."
"Message for me?"
"Mm-hmm. He says, would you be so good as to allow them to invite you to stay at their home over in Nome during the Christmas holidays?"
The big boss has a beautiful home. A wife who loves to entertain, and a very pretty daughter. Coming at this stage in Jack's life, such a combination of circumstances might easily have an important effect upon his future. We'll hear more of this, but right now, if we don't hurry, we'll miss Sarah and Aggie's little visit in the cozy Tuttle kitchen. Curly, having brought Mama safely to Aggie's house, is expected to leave now, and so is Clem, who's going to the machine shop with him. But the boys seem to linger unduly.
My land, aren't you two boys going to go pretty soon?
What? Oh, well, yes, of course.
My Agatha, my dear, that's a nice way to throw Curly out of the house.
Now, I didn't mean it that way.
You're
but
perfectly right, Aggie. Curly's way overdue with the show.
Well, that's right, Mama. I really am, you know, but well, I guess it's just the pleasure of visiting with you girls that makes us forget to leave.
My goodness, listen to that, Aggie.
Compliments before Christmas. I'm suspicious of them myself.
Me too. Curly, button your mackinaw good now.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Say, Aggie.
Well, Clem.
Just what, may I inquire, is the delicious aroma sneaking forth out of the oven?
Bread and coffee cake, Clem.
Ah, my dear, you don't say. Makes my mouth water.
Oh, it does smell just wonderful.
Forevermore, Clem, we know more in just 8 lines.
Just a compliment to your cooking and baking, and I should be able to eat right after eating.
Sounds more like an insult to me. Like you hadn't had enough to eat.
I didn't.
Why, Clem.
Agatha. I never have enough of your wonderful cooking.
Oh, why now? Get out of here, you two.
Well, all set, Clem.
Goodbye, my dear. Catch this little kiss I'm wafting your way.
Oh, my goodness. Goodbye, Clem.
And here's one for you, Mama.
Oh, you two big babies. Goodbye, and come home early for dinner now.
I will, don't you worry.
Come along and pick out some good Christmas presents.
Good lands. Now, how does Clem know we're going to talk about their Christmas presents?
Oh, you can't keep anything from Clem.
Well, here's one secret that we'll keep from Clem. Sarah, I got a wonderful idea.
I'm all excited about hearing it, Aggie.
Well, now listen. My idea is that if we...
Christmas joy in mind, the girls happily plan a secret, of which we shall know more later. But they have no idea that this little secret is going to lead to a vitally important incident in the near future. Party liners, here is highly important news for you and your family during the coming Christmas holidays. Holidays always mean big meals, late hours, over excesses. Inner workings are very likely to get out of kilter. You may have a bad headache or two unless you follow the advice that I'm going to give you right now. Get a big bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin into the house. For Syrup Pepsin, taken in time, will bring effective relief to sluggish inner workings and help to eliminate one of the causes of many headaches. Keep your inner workings on regular schedule during the holidays, party liners, and save yourself a lot of misery. It's up to you, Party Line Mother, to watch over your family's welfare during the coming holiday season. Let Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin help you to keep them regular. Ask your druggist for the big family-sized bottle, which saves you 20%. Just say,
I'd like a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin, please.
That's it. Syrup Pepsin is spelled S-Y-R-U-P. Syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin, to help you through a happy holiday season. Tomorrow, an interesting development for Jack Owens in Alaska and Marilyn, his wife, in Monticello. Will they be reunited or divorced by Christmas? Let's all listen to the Party Line tomorrow. ¶¶